The standard gauge railway that connects Kenya's capital Nairobi and port city of Mombasa is also the first major project between China and Kenya since they established a comprehensive cooperative partnership. The construction of the railway created nearly 50,000 jobs for locals, driving Kenya's GDP growth by more than 1.5%. Harrison Kimani is a conductor with the railway. He says the project has benefited Kenya's economy in all respects.
The construction and operation of the Mombasa-Nairobi Railway has brought jobs for local young people. Local staff make up the majority in each department. As long as you come here for training, you will have a start for new life. Kenyan railways still need to develop, and China shares the technology with us. The Mombasa-Nairobi Railway has also promoted the growth of the agricultural sector. Many of our passengers are farmers. They choose to plant in Emily, where planting is cheaper. Then they deliver their products to Nairobi, as the grain price is higher here. It can also relieve the food pressure in Nairobi.
In the COEGA Special Economic Zone in South Africa, the Beijing Automotive Group is building a comprehensive manufacturing hub combining the functions of research, production, sales and financial services. The company is aiming to raise the percentage of locally produced car parts to 60% within 5 years. Du Rong, with the South African branch of Beijing Automotive Group, says production of the company's first car made in South Africa has finished.
During the construction of our factory, quite a few projects were done with the help of local businesses in South Africa, including the cleaning and tree planting work. Small and medium-sized local companies have helped with more than 30% of the projects that are less technique demanding. We also plan to buy components from some small and medium-sized local companies.
Industrialization in Africa is a highlight of China-Africa collaboration. The CNH Garments in the Rwanda capital, Kigali, is the biggest clothing maker in the country. Before, there were only some small clothing workshops in Rwanda. The Chinese firm is the first to export clothing products to foreign countries, with 80% of orders coming from Europe and the U.S. Ma Xiaomei is the CEO of CNH. She says local people welcome Chinese investment and her company is willing to share its experience with locals.
Influenced by us, there are dozens of small-sized local factories working on made-in-Rwanda products. They came to us to see what machines we're using and learn how to use them. We also recommended our suppliers to them. We want to build good business relations with local companies. The Rwandan government also has high expectations for us to help develop Made in Africa.
For the past 18 years since the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation was established, trade volume between China and Africa has surged from $10 billion to $117 billion. Meantime, Chinese investment in the continent has exceeded $100 billion. For CRI, I'm Li Yi.